from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime. Coming up in the news, local string cheese wins an award, not from the creamery you might think. We also have some more Portland poop problems.
Oh,
it's not the Willamette this time.
Oh, boy.
We're there. It's on a playground. Look out.
Yeah.
But first, need to get to a little bit of college football discipline issues. So I mentioned before the break, the Georgia Bulldogs, or a Georgia Bulldogs player, has stepped in it once again with the law. This time it is Ra-Ra Thomas, the wide receiver. He's a transfer from Mississippi State, and he played sparingly last year, but was supposed to have a bigger role in the two deep this year. He, within a month of getting to Athens, was arrested for family domestic violence charges, including false imprisonment and welfare of a child type stuff. That all got dismissed because he agreed to pretrial diversion. Yeah. Well, now it's cropped up again because he got booked into a county jail at 3:20 a.m. last night after similar charges, 5 felony charges. And he's been suspended indefinitely until this plays out. That's more of a one-off case, though, as far as where I'm going with this. We've seen a handful of things now pop up this offseason in college football where the punishment isn't always immediate, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. The Georgia program, it seems, is struggling with discipline, at least behind the wheel of a car, as they've had all these DUIs, reckless driving, racing, speeding,
one of them
violations.
And people dead.
Yes, one of them ended up with people dead. This specific guy who has the family violence charges, he's had 2 speeding tickets and a run red light since he got to Georgia.
Yeah.
So it seems like a habit. It seems like something that kind of everyone's doing there. Kirby Smart himself said they haven't solved the issue. He also said that some of these players will be docked NIL and some will have suspensions announced later.
Yeah.
But does Georgia have a problem? And if or is it a reflection on the university, the program, the institution, or does he just have a bunch of players who don't care?
Yeah, I think Georgia has a problem. I think a lot of schools have a problem. I mean, I wish I could say that this is unique to Georgia.
It's not.
It's not. I mean, we can go back. I mean, the Swamp Kings and the Florida Gators.
Sure.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, when Joe Paterno had all that stuff that went on, you realize there was a push from some people at Penn State to remove Joe Paterno before that. You know, there was like an 8-year period where the number one arrested team and disciplinary team in the country was Penn State.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Joe Paterno, they had an S ton of players that had run afoul of university policy, of legal issues, DUIs, lots of stuff. And there was a big push from the some of the faculty to get Joe Paterno booted because they said he was too powerful, that Joe Paterno could basically make anything go away.
Sure.
And you hear that with Florida State. Remember that whole thing?
Well, and that's what happened with Art Briles and Baylor.
Art Briles
just kept sweeping sexual assault under the rug.
And so, unfortunately, I mean, when we talked about this, and this is what led to the whole, you know, why Camas football got all pissy at me. I didn't say anything about necessarily Camas. I just said environments.
Yeah.
Like Camas. And I said from a high school to a college, most of the time that this happens, these aren't in major metropolitan areas.
Right.
These are smaller college towns or smaller high school towns.
Where the sporting institution kind of runs the place.
Yes. And so that's all I said is that when you get a community that takes their entire, self-esteem, well-being, identity from a specific program, you're willing to overlook certain things. And so I think that sense of entitlement permeates down to your players. So, dude, if you get a team that wins national championships, you got a bunch of NIL money coming in. Certainly, police are willing to look the other way at things. You have coaches that can make things go away. Yeah, and you get a bunch of kids that are going to do dumb kid things. Yes, I think that leads to that can lead to these sorts of problems. So when Kirby Smart says we've yet to fix this problem, the answer, do they have a problem? Absolutely. The question becomes, how much are they willing to do to stop it?
Sacrifice, essentially. Well, like, if you're suspending guys, if you're kicking guys off the team.
Well, in some cases, like, it ends up depending if it's serious enough. In cases like Baylor, it takes down the entire university, it takes down the entire coaching staff.
Yeah.
And then in other places, nothing happens from it, and you are able to sweep it under the rug, and nothing ever becomes of it. So the question becomes, where does Georgia feel like this sits in this whole thing?
I would have thought that after that huge incident in January of last year where people died, that would have been a catalyst to invoke a little bit of change, but it hasn't gone that way.
No, and we'll see. In this case, they did suspend the player.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happened a lot of times now is, who is the Illinois player, the basketball player?
Shannon Brown.
Shannon Brown. Like, he kind of set a precedent, because if you don't remember, he was an All-American, and in the offseason, he was accused of rape when he was in...
Terrence Shannon.
Terrence Shannon, excuse me. That's right.
Terrence Shannon.
Yep. That's right. Shannon Brown's old Lakers player. Yep. No.
So
Terrence Shannon.
He was in Lawrence, Kansas, and was accused of rape. And they arrested him, and he was going to trial, and Illinois suspended him, and he sued and said, dude, I'm innocent. You cannot suspend me for something that I'm accused of doing when I say I haven't done it. And he won. And by the way, they let him play, and he led them to what, a Sweet 16?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
They lost to UConn. That's who knocked him out.
So yeah. It was either Sweet 16 or Elite 8. And by the way, he was found innocent at trial.
Mm-hmm.
And he got drafted, I think, at the back end of the first round of the NBA draft.
So he was vindicated.
He was vindicated. And so you are seeing more and more players. Because back in the day, it used to be you were accused of something, you were suspended.
And the core of public opinion kind of held most of the cards. If you upset the community and the booster base and stuff, you're just sitting out till we get it all sorted.
So, and that isn't the case. I mean, Oregon's got this going on right now. Oregon's got a defensive back who I saw just the other day is going to stand trial for the hit and run murder.
Yeah. Dalen Austin, he was involved in the fatal hit and run leaving the scene. And it's the details to us in just the public were kind of murky.
Yeah.
But the circumstances seemed very odd. But Dan Lanning said at Media Day
he's going to play.
That they believe they have information from him that makes them think he should be playing. They believe that's how it's going to go in court. And frankly, after what we saw with Terrence Shannon, Dalen Austin might have legs or precedent to say, you can't actually sit me out because I haven't been convicted of doing anything.
No. So, I mean, Oregon's going to have a defensive player that is charged with hit and run murder, and he's going to be playing. And Lanning says he's okay with it. Says, quite frankly, he deserves it. Innocent until you're proven guilty. So, you know, there's a weird new kind of, the whole athlete looking the other way, sweeping stuff under the rug, that's been around forever. But this new kind of, I'm going to keep playing until I'm proven, that's kind of a new twist to this whole thing. And as guys become more empowered and they get NIL money and they know their rights and they're standing up for themselves, there may be some uncomfortable situations that happen. I mean, Illinois had an accused rapist on their team for an entire year.
UW too at running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rogers.
Tybo Rogers.
Yeah. And he ended up getting suspended because there were some.
At the end. Yeah.
So, yeah, there is, you know, that we're kind of in a weird new world of player empowerment, player rights, and some of that is going to extend to things like this. Now, in the case of Georgia, I mean, some of this stuff is fairly cut and dry, and after a certain point, coaches are going to say enough's enough. I mean, Kirby Smart suspended Ra-Ra Thomas and was like, dude,
right.
you were arrested, and, you know, nothing I can do about this. You know,
I think he's being held without bail, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is really going to become a case-to-case thing, and a lot of it is, quote, do you have a problem? The only ones that can determine whether you have a problem are coaches and administrators. Because as long as the coach and the administrators don't have an issue with it, I don't know what else you can do, because there's very few fan bases that are going to stand up against the program. I'm trying to think of a single fan base that has ever taken a hardline stance against a coach or a player accused of something. I mean,
not when you're winning.
I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade at anyone, but the Oregon State Luke Heimlich thing, that was like as disgusting a thing as you could be accused of.
Sure.
And I remember, and I love Pat Casey, absolutely love him, one of my favorite human beings I've ever covered. And I just said on the air, I thought I was disappointed. I was disappointed in the way he handled that. But the amount of people that came out in defense of that were Oregon State fans, I was like, yikes. Like, you know, there just doesn't seem to be an end. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just thought that maybe that, a convicted child molester, I thought maybe that was a line that people weren't going to be willing to jump over to protect the program and just say, hey, my fandom, there's a line there, but it wasn't. So I just don't know where I've yet to see the line drawn where fans say that's too much. Joe Paterno, Jerry Sandusky, Joe Paterno knew of Jerry Sandusky raping a child in the shower. And Joe Paterno's solution to it was, I thought they were hoisting around and I sent it up to the powers that be. And then after that, I don't know what happened. And the people at Penn State rioted because they fired Joe Paterno. So there is no end to what fans are willing to support. So to answer the long story there, to answer your who has a problem, there isn't a problem until universities or the law says that you have a problem.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
And for reference on Dan Lanning, he said this about the Dalen Austin situation. He said, in this situation, I think you have to give the opportunity for him to be able to play. Based on all the facts we have, I don't think we could operate any other way with knowing what we know. Now, is there something out there that we don't know? There may be, but what we know is every indication is this guy should get the opportunity to play football this season. I'm comfortable with giving an opportunity to a young man that deserves the opportunity to play in a country where innocent until proven guilty should still mean something. If we don't do that, it would eliminate his ability to play in the future, and if he was found innocent, which all indications for us show that there are clear facts that really support in his case he will be, that's the story that'll be told.
So, I mean, there you go. You got Dan Lanning taking the back of his player, saying the process will play out, and to be honest with you, we're now at the point where if you don't do that, the kid's going to sue you. I mean,
The Terrence Shannon thing was a big deal.
It was. Like, just today, like, the NCAA, by the way, they put out their house settlement today. I don't know if you've read any of that.
I did not.
So the long form of the house settlement, the $3 billion settlement, came out. And nothing's been approved. Nothing's finished yet. But it was just kind of what they laid out. And they tried to put in there that any NIL deal over $600 has to be vetted by a third party, like a clearinghouse sort of situation.
Okay.
And that if it's deemed ineligible, that a player could be, or if it's deemed to be, you know, like a pay-for-play sort of situation, or they don't deem it to be legit for business purposes, they could fine the player, fine the school, suspend the player. And I just laughed at that and was like, how many times can the NCAA get their ass kicked in court? And I think some,
like,
of that...
You're going to get lawyered again.
And some of that applies to this. If you get a kid that's accused of something and he says, I didn't do it, and you're taking away my right to earn a living. You're taking away my right to earn NIL, my right to my education.
Without
my
me being convicted of anything.
Without me being convicted of anything, and then it turns out I'm innocent. Absolutely. You are setting yourself up for a lawsuit. So, you know, for Lanning to come out, and I don't know if anyone's going to be dragging Lanning saying, I can't believe you're doing this, but I think this is going to become the new norm, where more and more kids are going to be like, no, I am not taking a suspension for something that I said I didn't do. And, you know, we'll see what happens with this Georgia kid. You know, and there are some places where you're probably dead to rights on it and the details are really bad, and or you're not a good enough player. And the coach says, look, we're just going to get rid of you anyways. But I think those lines, they've always been murky. Again, looking back at all the different programs that have issues. I mean, going back, Troy Aikman went to Oklahoma. There's a really good book about those 80 Sooners teams, and I wish I could remember. I mean, I read it 20 years ago, but it's about kind of the fall of that those 80s Oklahoma teams, and their quarterback went to prison for federal drug charges and all that. Troy Aikman was a freshman at Oklahoma, and Bud Hall, which is the infamous Oklahoma dorm where all the football players were, Troy Aikman wouldn't allow his girlfriend to come to Bud Hall because he was afraid of what would happened.
Yikes.
Like her walking down the hall. Nebraska that had someone get shot in the leg because guys were shooting guns through the ceiling of their dorm room? I mean, there's
I hadn't heard of that.
Oh, dude, there's like legendary stories out there. So the lines have always been murky. Always. And so I just think now they're more public, but they're going to become murkier and murkier as people try to navigate these new waters. It's old problems just with new twists.
Right. And then, you know, there's two other things that come to mind. There's the Matt Araiza punt god thing where he lost his job in the pros because of the court of public opinion. Yep. And then it turned out he was vindicated, but it was too late because he'd already lost his job. Now he's getting another chance. But it's...
But if you're a school...
Duke lacrosse.
I do think there comes a point, like if you're Kirby Smart, I guarantee you right now Kirby Smart is sitting there being like, dah! Like it's one thing to have a couple things, but when you've got a death that involves a staff member, when you continue to have these arrests, and you've got this jackass now getting arrested for the second time after he was in a
domestic dispute.
Domestic dispute, and the first one was like a diversion program that he got into. At some point, you know, if you're Kirby Smart, that's what you can't have happen, is you can't continue to have it over and over and over and over and over again.
When you're Kirby Smart, how do you get that message across, though, to the young athletes? Because they do feel like they are indestructible. You know, they have been successful, at least on the field, in everything that they've done up into this point, and no one has ever told them no. Like, most of these kids at 14 years old know they're going to a D1 program, and most people are telling them that they're going to go to the NFL.
It's really hard.
So how do you get that message across?
Well, it's hard to get a message across to anyone that's 18 or 19 years old. I mean, God knows I was dumb enough when I was that
especially
age.
Especially who are being given all this money, and when the world is their oyster, and there are women lining up for them. And there's a lot to try to rein in.
Joe Mixon is a freshman at Oklahoma, tried to hit on a girl who told him no, and told him to leave him alone, and Nixon's response was to break her jaw.
Yeah.
And
it was caught on video.
And Joe Mixon had to sit out a year and redshirt, and then went on to be one of the great running backs in Oklahoma history, and now, you know, is in the NFL and makes a bunch of money. So again, it's nothing new. And Oklahoma looked the other way, and they took a bunch of crap for letting him on they kept him around.
You know, he sat out a year and then came back and played.
He sat out a year. But then that was just a redshirt year. But they didn't kick him off because he was really good. So I don't know.
We're in a weird place.
The next time that a coach takes a hard line stance, I will consider that the first, because it just is a really, really rare occurrence, unless it gets to the point where the coach feels like it's affecting his job or it's affecting his ability to recruit. So Georgia's got a little bit of an issue, but I don't hear anyone down in Georgia, anyone down in Athens, or really anyone from a national standpoint pointing a finger at Georgia. So I think Kirby's taking it seriously, but is Kirby going to change a whole lot? Yeah, probably not.
Coming up in the news is next. Local string cheese wins national award, and Portland's got poop problems. But first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.